if you haven't picked up on it by now, our worship theme for this month of September is faith. And I find myself wondering how you hear that word. Does the idea of faith warm your heart, or does it leave you a little bit cold? Or maybe you're somewhere on that spectrum between those poles. I'm grateful for our monthly themes and the opportunities to dig into this particular word and what it represents. Because faith is one of those things that can get spoken of a lot, but how often do we really explore what it means? You may have noticed, maybe not, but maybe, that we in the religious world are in the middle of a big upheaval. Older ways of doing religion are just not working so well anymore, and they're falling away. I grew up in a time when most people simply accepted what the church told them and tried to go along with it, or at least pretended to. Faith was not something that you worked out that much for yourself. It belonged to the church, and you either signed on to that or not. And if you were translating and making your own meaning, you probably did this rather quietly, right? When folks come to our UU 101 class, one of the things they often say is that they were among those, usually a small minority, who asked questions in church and in parochial school. They were the ones who wondered about these things that maybe didn't make the most sense. But sometimes, often, they were told, don't ask so many questions. Just have faith. Sound familiar to anybody? This old-fashioned view of faith sees it as like a locked box, factual, unchangeable. But if that is what faith is, then I wouldn't be here. And I don't think many of you would be here either. To question, to ponder, to wonder, to struggle with the meaning of life and our place in it. Isn't this what it really means to be a person of faith? And isn't that why you are here? Because the church, even with all its imperfections, it's one place that still tries to offer something that's increasingly hard to find in our culture these days. A place to be with some diversity of thought and experience. A place to find a little bit of hope and assurance that there is meaning and goodness in life. And some ways to be in touch with that which is holy and good. And also some ways to be of use so that we might leave this world a little better than we found it. Sometimes I worry that we are failing you here, that I am failing you, that we aren't doing enough to provide ways to really engage with these depths. That we aren't doing enough to help you figure out what it means for you to be a person of faith, helping you to live the life that is yours. Do you know what I'm talking about? You want to lead a life that is grounded and real, that has meaning, a life that feels connected to those around you, and to that source, that mystery, that presence that we do catch glimpses of from time to time. And you want to be of use, right? But you know this is easier said than done. There seems to be so much both in us and around us that wants to pull us away from the good life that we seek. The poet Mary Oliver writes about this. She confesses, "I am so distant from the hope of myself, in which I have goodness and discernment, and never hurry through the world, but walk slowly and bow often." Anybody know what she's talking about? The good news is you can find your way back to that hope of yourself. You can step by step build a good life, a life of faith. But you know, it doesn't happen just by wishful thinking. It takes attention and time and effort. And we are living in a culture that doesn't much support this. A culture that is more invested in the quick fix, in the easy way out, in efficiency and expediency over matters of the heart and soul, love and justice. But that's why you're here, right? And so I vow to you this year, not only this month, but this year, I really want to focus on faith and faith formation. Because it's so needed these days, because it's central to everything else we would try to do here. So if you're somebody who's thinking, oh, great, because you're somebody who's inclined to resist that word faith from the get-go, because you associate it with rigid, closed-mindedness or belief in the unbelievable, how about thinking of faith in a different way? Rather than as a noun, faith as a verb. Faith as trusting in your own deepest experience, as the meditation teacher Sharon Salzburg puts it. Faith as trusting in your own deepest experience. As a way of living your life that is open-hearted, creative, lively, happy. Anybody want more of that? For some of you, it might help to disassociate faith from things that are churchy or pious. To imagine faith less as being found in cathedrals and in holy books, and more in your own body and in the things of this good earth, in the dirt that we walk on and dig in, and in the flowers that spring out of it, in the lilies of the field and the birds of the air, in our blue-green planet with the stars circling overhead. It may help you during the week to go back to our reading from time to time, to be reminded that faith is not making religious-sounding noises in the daytime. It is asking your inmost self questions at night and then getting up and going to work. Faith is thinking thoughts and singing songs and making poems in the lap of death. Almost every Sunday, we get reminded in this beautiful way that our lives do contain joy and sorrow, as well as excitement and boredom, struggle and pain. A life of faith is forged in this crucible of living. You lose a spouse or a child, and you wonder, how do I go on? You struggle with unemployment or depression or addiction, and dare to ask, is there any kind of life beyond this? Faith is admitting that you are lost when you are lost and asking for help, not having to pretend that it's some other way. Faith is putting one foot in front of the other. Faith is not being sure, but cobbling together what you've got as best you can and trusting that it will be enough. Faith is a verb. We just sang, "If they ask what I did well, tell them I said yes to life." That's what faith is. Keeping your heart open in spite of the pain and disappointment, saying yes to life even when it would be easier to say no, when it would be easier to slam shut the door to your heart. But you know, you don't have to travel this way all alone. Though some of what I'm talking about is inevitably a solitary practice, in my experience, the life of faith never fails to provide you with companions along the way. The poet Christian Wiman wrote a little book about this journey called My Bright Abyss, Meditation of a Modern Believer, in which he explores what a viable contemporary faith might look like. He says, faith is not a state of mind, but an action in the world, a movement towards the world. Talking about this in a radio interview, he said, faith is an orientation of your life, or it's an energy of your life, or however you want to define it. But I think it is objectless, he said. It doesn't have to be faith in something. And that has helped me to explain to myself why I do need some sort of structures in my life. I do need to go to church. I need specifically religious elements in my life. I find that if I just turn to all my spiritual impulses, if I let them be solitary as I am comfortable in being, I'm comfortable sitting reading books and trying to pray and meditating. But inevitably, if that energy is not focused outward, it becomes despairing. It turns in on itself, and I will look up in a couple of months and I find that I am in despair. So I think that one of the ways that we know that our spiritual inclinations are valid is that they lead us out of ourselves. Faith is not an object, he's saying, so much as it is a direction. It's not so much a noun as it is a verb, the point of which is to take us somewhere, deeper into our lives, deeper into the world, toward greater connection and more substantial commitments, toward a richer and more meaningful life. Isn't that what you're interested in? Isn't that why you are here? To that end, we are going to be offering more ways to explore faith this year, like our monthly after church reflecting on series, where we invite you to gather and reflect on our monthly theme. And pretty soon, we'll be starting again small group ministry, which we had here a few years ago. Yay! And small groups, these will be meeting probably twice a month, offering an opportunity to connect with others and work on and work out your own faith in the company of others. And if there's something else that you're hungry for, a workshop or a class, something that's tugging at you, will you let me know what that is? And we'll see what we can do about that here. And though this talk of faith may seem obscure to some of you, it's not rocket science. It's not that complicated. Ours is a simple faith. Life is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place every day. It just takes attention and practice and the desire to get on with it. And isn't it good that we have these lives that we have been given, and that we have one another, and that we have this world that needs us so much? Isn't it good even that we have these challenges and these struggles in our lives that push us out of our comfort and draw us ever towards that which is more? The hymn says, "Ever singing, march we onward." And that is our calling, to be people of faith on the way together. Ever singing, march we onward. Amen. So let's sing hymn number 29, "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee."